The light of guidance for all mankind. Amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today Madani channel has brought for you a beautiful silsila called Ajaib al-Quran, Quranic Wonders. You will be learning about the wonders mentioned in Quran, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. If you follow this silsila, watch start till end, an immense amount of knowledge you will be insha'Allah Azza wa Jal getting. Before we start the silsila, let's make few good intentions. Dear Islamic brothers, as it has been mentioned in Hadith Pak, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make few good intentions before starting our topic. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will make these good intentions for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in order to gain reward. We'll watch this silsila from start till end. We will remember what we learn and we will pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whoever recites once durood upon me, salawat upon me, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the very first silsila, we will be talking about the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came into existence without mother and father. Allah Azza wa Jal created him from soil. It has been reported that when Allah Azza wa Jal intended to create him, he Azza wa Jal ordered Sayyidina Israel ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam to bring a handful of soil from the earth. When Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam descended from skies onto the earth in order to fulfill the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and picked up a handful of soil, the superficial layer of all the earth peeled off into his fist-like rind. It was consisted of 60 different colors. Yes, 60 different colors and properties. I.e., it was containing black, white, red, and yellow colored soils possessing various varieties, for example, soft and hard, sweet and bitter, salty and tasteless, etc. And it has been mentioned in Tazkiratul Anbiya, page 48. Now, let's proceed ahead. What happens after that? It was commanded to knead this soil with different waters. Subhanallah. With passage of time, it became sticky. Then it was kneaded again for a long period of time, and it wore a form of a smelling mortar like mud. Then, when it dried out, it turned into a sounding soil. Then the statue of Adam alayhi salam was made out of this soil and was placed on the portal of paradise, Jannah. Looking at which the angels would surprise because they had never seen a creation such like ever before. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded the soul to enter in this statue. Therefore, when the soul entered in the body and reached his blessed nostrils, he alayhi salam sneezed, subhanallah. And when the soul reached up to his blessed tongue, he alayhi salam invoked Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Now Allah Azza wa Jal said, Yarhamukallah, meaning, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Subhanallah. O Father of Muhammad, I have made you only for the purpose of my glorification. Now, gradually, the soul permeated in his whole body and he, alayhi salam, stood up alive. Viewers of Madani Channel, let's proceed ahead and find out the Quranic wonders. It is mentioned in hadith of Tirmizi and Abu Dawud. The soil from which the statue of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was made up was a combination of different colors and various types. Subhanallah. Therefore, this is the reason progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam bears different colors and varying habits. The name of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is Abu Muhammad or Abu Bashar, and his title is Khalifatullah. He alayhi salam is the first prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. He alayhi salam lived for 960 years. Allahu Akbar, 960 years at the time of his demise. The number of his progeny had reached to 100,000, who populated the earth, establishing diverse industries and erecting various buildings. This fact has been mentioned repeatedly in the Holy Quran that Adam alayhi salam was created from soil. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has said in Surah Ali Imran,
إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِندَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, Part 3, Surah Ali Imran, Verse 59. The example of Isa with Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from clay and then said, be, and it thereupon happens. In another verse, it has been mentioned,
إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ لَازِبٍ.
Translation from Quran, Kanzul Iman. We have indeed created them from sticky clay. In another section of Holy Quran, it is mentioned as,
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, Part 14, Surah Al-Hajr, verse 26. Indeed, we created man from sounding clay, made out of black, smelly mud. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have just heard about the unique creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wassalam. I hope we must have gained a huge amount of knowledge from Quranic wonders. Now, let's proceed ahead and find out the Quranic wonders. Let's explore the Quran furthermore and let's learn how Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha was created. Subhanallah. When Allah Azza wa Jal ordered Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to reside in the paradise, he alayhi salam started feeling a bit discontented. Why? Due to loneliness. Allah Azza wa Jal made sleep overcome Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and he fell a deep sleep. Then, while he alayhi salam was sleeping, Allah Azza wa Jal created Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha from the left rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Now, what happens? When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam woke up from his sleep, he alayhi salam was amazed and astonished to see a beautiful and pleasant woman sitting beside him. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam asked her, "Who are you and why have you come here?" In response, Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied, "I am your wife and Allah Azza wa Jal has created me so that you attain love and satisfaction of heart through me." Subhanallah. "And I attain love and satisfaction of heart through you." MashaAllah. "We would live together happily and spend our lives with love and compassion, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessings." SubhanAllah. Now, viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed about Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha in few sections of Holy Quran. SubhanAllah. For example, in Part 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 1, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Quran,
وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. "And from it created its spouse, and from them both has spread the multitude of men and women." What a beautiful creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the creation of Sayyidina Adam and Hawa alayhi salam is among those wonders of the Holy Quran that carries several hidden pearls of guidance. A few of them, I will describe it to you. Listen with concentration. Remember them and then act upon wherever it is possible. Pass this knowledge on to others too. Now, what is the first lesson we learn? Allah Azza wa Jal created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam from soil and created Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha from the rib of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. This saying of the Holy Quran reveals the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal created mankind in four different ways. Subhanallah. The first one, from male and female, i.e. the conventional birth process of human beings. Therefore, it has been announced in the Holy Quran in clear words that
إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, Part 29, Surah Ad-Dahr, Verse 2. Indeed, we have created a human being from mixed semen. The second way is creation of human being from just a man, i.e. the birth of Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was created from the left rib of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And third way is that Allah Azza wa Jal created a human being from just a woman. Subhanallah. I.e. the birth of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, who was born without father from the womb of Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was virgin and pious. Subhanallah. So we have learned three different ways. One from couple, one from man, one from woman. And let's learn the fourth. Allah Azza wa Jalla also created a human being without any man and woman. Subhanallah. I.e. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam from soil. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we have learned the four different ways Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created human being. Now, further understanding, there are certain other lessons to be learned. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal is so powerful and creator that He Azza wa Jal is not bound to create human beings by only one specific method. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He Azza wa Jal possesses such extreme powers that He Azza wa Jal can create human beings in any way He intends to. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal created human beings by aforementioned methods, which is a manifestation of His great powers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But this is something to ponder. It is to think, and then you would know the signs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. Words cannot express the greatness, azmat, shan of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of all, who created the thorn and heavens, the earth and skies, and lawhi qalam, the divine tablet and holy pen. By just commanding kun, subhanallah, i.e. be it. So what can be the significance of the creation of human beings as compared to such huge creation of the whole universe? Subhanallah. But the creation of human is such an excellent artifact of Allah Azza wa Jal that it is impossible to find its example in the entire universe. The human entity is a complete reflection of all the creations of the entire universe. Allahu Akbar. What an excellent saying of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Translation: O human being, Why do you assume that you are just a small body? In fact, you are so majestic that the whole world is contained within you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I hope today's episode would have given you a beautiful understanding of the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, if you keep following this beautiful silsila of Madani Channel, Ajaibul Quran, Quranic Wonders, you will be learning immense amounts of knowledge, and insha'Allah you will be learning Qasaisul Anbiya, the true stories which have been mentioned in Quran, and insha'Allah those waqiat will be mentioned to you. Beautiful Madani pearls will be mentioned to you. Then wait until the next one and see what Quranic wonder we are gonna get for you. Keep watching Madani Channel only.
The light of guidance for all mankind. Amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran. The wonders of